Phil, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. Unfortunately, your first game back on the field, the Browns did not come away with the victory. But on a personal note, it was a victory for you. You battled back. How did it feel to be back on the field with your teammates?
I mean, it felt good to be back out there and just being out there with my team. You know, just missing the first 8 games, it was tough for me. Just watching us go out there and battling every week, and you know, not being able to help the team. So I just took it as this week, just going in there and just doing what I got to do for the team. You know, I know we didn't come up with the victory. We should have, but, you know, stuff happens. You know, we just got to learn how to finish in the fourth quarter.
Since your injury occurred, you said that from day one that you'll be back on the field. Let's talk about your road to recovery.
It was just, not going into depression and things like that, you know, letting it get to my head. You know, I just stuck with Andre Tucker and Joe Sheehan and They just coached me through it, and I just did whatever they told me to do, and the rehab process went well.
Take me to a daily routine of your rehab process.
I'll probably get in here about 7 o'clock in the morning. You do your regular rehab till about 8. Then we got special teams probably 8:15, and then I'll come back and do lifting and things like that. But it's a full day's worth of work.
And even though you weren't on the field practicing, you were in every meeting, film studies. How much do you think that contributes to your speedy recovery?
It was like, even though I was playing, I was in every meeting at every practice. Even though I wasn't playing, a lot of people, they get hurt like that and they go on PUP. You don't see them. You know, they go home. You know, they come in, do their rehab, and go home. You know, and I want to earn my check. You know, so I want to come here every day, go to the meetings. I still want to learn, even though I wasn't playing. I was acting like I was playing. I still scouted the guys I would go against if I was playing. So it's just being a student of the game.
Now, how hard was it to contain yourself week in and out when you see your teammates out there battling?
It was tough. You know, just watching the game from the suite, not being on the sidelines, and you know, I kind of went into my coaching mode, you know, just watching everybody. You know, you want to coach everybody up. But, we've been fighting hard. And, Cleveland, we're going to get it done for Cleveland.
And speaking of coaching, when you watch John Hughes and the young Billy Wynn, those two young players, did it bring you back memories of yourself and Jabal Sheer during your first rookie season?
Yeah, because they're playing tremendously well. Just coming out of college and, you know, not knowing what to expect in the NFL and just coming in and starting some games, I mean, that's tough. You know, me and Jabal did it last year, and it wasn't easy. You know, it was times where people thought we hit that rookie wall, but toward the end of the season, we got it together and we finished strong.
Overall, what did you learn about yourself throughout this whole process?
I mean, just being off the field, I learned a lot. You know, you learn a lot more about the game by watching it and actually being out there. You can see what teams do and their tendencies and things like that. But also, it just humbled me a lot as well. Just knowing that you're never promised tomorrow. You know, just go out there. You gotta play hard every play. You know, and just don't regret anything. You know, just go out there and do what you gotta do.
Browns fans, we're joined by defensive lineman Phil Taylor. Phil, just taking a look back at Sunday's game, the Ravens jumped out to a 14-point lead. Talk about the adjustments that this defense made, because for the most of 3 quarters, you guys contained Ray Rice and those other weapons.
I mean, we spotted them 14 points from the beginning of the game. It was just, you know, like players making bad plays. But after that, we shut them down, and we know what we can do. And towards the end of the game, we let a few plays slip away that really cost us the game. So, we need to start the game and finish the game like we played between the second quarter and the fourth quarter, you know. So, we start the game and finish the game like that, we know what we can do.
And overall, how does your body feel?
I feel good. You know, just a little sore, but I knew that would come, but I feel good.
It must have been a huge help, too, the way your position coach rotates guys in and out. Talk about that.
Oh, the rotation was real good. And, you know, he made sure, like, if I was getting tired, you know, Big John to come in or Big Kitchen and come in. But the rotation was good, and it helped me out a lot. And I played more plays because of how good the rotation was.
And just moving forward, you guys got the bye week coming up. What is your course of action?
This bye week, still thinking football, but just, you know, getting some rest, getting off my feet a little bit. But just getting ready for Dallas as well, though.
Speaking of Dallas and just seeing the way this team has performed throughout the season so far, let's just talk about the next 7 weeks. What are your thoughts, Phil?
Next 7 weeks, we just gotta. I mean, we still have that push. You know, we can do it. We just gotta, you know, take it up for ourselves and just go out there and get it done. You know, as a team.
Well, Phil, it was good to see you back in action, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.